Senate Bill 153, an act to require school districts to employ certified personnel in administrative positions.
Senate Bill 153 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Brose.
Thank you, Madam President. Under the current situation that we have, and please refer to the education engrossed bill that was in your daily reader, the current situation is unless you are a certified teacher, principal, or superintendent, you cannot be disciplined if necessary under the Professional Administrators Practices and Standards Commission. There have been instances in the past whereby, after an investigation, that it was determined that an administrator should have been disciplined. However, in one case, the administrator had allowed his certification to lapse, so therefore there was nothing that DECA could do. Now, Senate Bill 153, as amended, simply says that a school administrator acting as either a superintendent or principal must have some type of valid certificate, which could be a certificate saying they're a teacher, administrator, instructor, or school service specialist. This will ensure by this bill that all of the individuals are under the same professional code of ethics as all other educators. And I just noticed now that you have had a handout whereby 13-42-1 mentions that everybody must have a certificate. Earlier today, Senator Elbers was kind enough to call that to my attention, and so I thought that probably we wouldn't need it, but I did find out that this bill is needed because in 1995, we repealed a lot of statutes. However, the people that now go under the terminology of CEO or non-certified, etc., the bill the statute we had repealed was 13-10-2.1. And so now, in order to close the loophole that we have, if you are not certified anyway, you would not be able to be disciplined. So I hope that the handout that was handed out by Senator Koskin, that might answer his question on it, because I did check, and this is needed in order to close that loophole. And I did it earlier for Senator Elbers, and thank you, Senator Elbers, for calling that to my attention. I do ask for your vote on Senate Bill 153 to make that disciplinary action possible by DECA. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McIntyre.
Madam President, while I would much prefer to be debating the merits of the original Senate Bill 153, which I think is sorely needed on this floor, I would like to concur with what Senator Brose had to say. This is a needed piece of legislation, and it will ensure a higher quality in the administrative ranks in the schools in South Dakota. So I hope you will pass the bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Yes, I guess I'd respectfully disagree with my fellow colleagues about Senate Bill 153. There seems to be an assumption here that these individuals cannot be disciplined. Well, they might not be able to be disciplined from somebody in peer, but we do have the local school board, and the local school board can take various actions. They can take the ultimate action, firing these people. So I guess I would say this is a piece of legislation which on the surface looks pretty good, but in reality, it's already covered right now. So let's let the local school boards take care of these matters. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, I rise in opposition to 153, and again, I commend Senator Brose for bringing what he believes to be an improvement in education. But in 1995, we did away with, I think, 537 rules that allowed the local boards to make the decisions that they need to hire good people. If they can't get superintendents at 40, 50, 60, 70,000, whatever, they can look in other places for qualified people that they may have in the community, have a living locally there. And I would argue that I'm not sure that a superintendent needs to be a certified teacher and go through that process these days. A lot of them are going after grants. They're working with people. Yes, they need to understand the teaching profession, but you can learn that also just as well as a teacher can learn the management field, a manager can learn the teaching field, not the teaching techniques necessarily, but in management of people. But I did hand out a paper, and it was explained to me earlier that there's only two schools in the state that would this bill would affect, because they don't have teachers that have come through the system or certified personnel that come through the teaching system. That's probably not the right terminology. But the way I read this is that you would have to be a certified superintendent, period. And the reason I say that is in the second page of that handout, to me it's specific. It says that, I'll read the whole thing. It says, the person may teach or administer, no person may teach or administer in any of the public schools of this state or draw wages as a teacher, principal, or superintendent who does not have a certified certificate issued by the Secretary of the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs authorizing the person to teach or administer in the school or field for which he was employed. And to me, that's pretty specific. If you have to meet that requirement administrator in that field, you have to be certified. So I think this is going to affect way, way more than two schools. And I don't know what that number is. I think it was 17 or higher than that of non-certified administrators we have in the state. So then I go back to the front page, and that is a law we have in effect, and that's 6-15-1, which requires, well, it's, back up, it doesn't require, it just says that if we pass a law and we don't fund it, because this is a a new service or activity, an increase in activity of a current level of a law, the law doesn't take into effect. They don't have to comply unless we send the money. And so I think that's appropriate. If we're going to send mandates down, that's what this bill is about, is sending mandates down to local government, because we've fixed their budgets. We say they can't grow more than a certain amount. And part of that agreement is if we do that, we're not going to continue to load laws and mandates and requirements on you that you can't afford because you have no place to go to get them. So I think it's appropriate that this bill dies for the two reasons. We are sending a mandate on, and I think we have qualified people out there. It's interesting, the only reason that the person, the way I understand it, the person they couldn't discipline was he was going to be disciplined for not having a degree or a certificate, and he doesn't need it under our current system. He doesn't need it, and that's the way I understand it. So I'm not sure why we need the bill. It hasn't been a violation because he didn't get a certificate. He doesn't need it. So I'd urge you to defeat the bill and let our kind of independent labs out there, our schools, our school boards, try to be creative and provide the best quality education in their districts.
Further remarks? President, or Senator Brose.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess just to answer a couple of questions that have arisen here. The bill says that all you need to be either a superintendent or principal is a valid certificate from the state. Now, yes, there was a case very recently where it should and could have been used by DECA in order to discipline the individual. And I'll guarantee you that what the problem was not just having a certificate. That's the reason that they could not discipline him. And people in that community were not able to discipline through the school board simply because you do find that once in a while. People don't really agree. I'll guarantee you that I had, within the last year, two ladies call me from a school district, not my own, that were very concerned as to what could be done as to things that were going on in their school. And I referred them to the Department of Education because, yes, they could have done something if they felt by an investigation that was possible. So the worry that you have of all of our statutes that we did take and repeal that are coming in, I think if you were to check, very few have come back. And like somebody said one day, maybe that's where we made our mistake in education. And I said, that's pretty easily fixed. Let's just take all of those that we repealed, put them back in, and we're going to be on a right road with no problem. It just doesn't happen. This bill is needed so that DECA can have some disciplinary action that can be taken against a person who is in an administrative position.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 153. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown? Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Senator Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagan? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham? Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Yes.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
No.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
No.
Senator Whiting?
No.
Senator Duxbury? Senator Duxbury? Senator Ham? Madam President, ayes 24, nays 9, excused 2.
Senate Bill 153 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.